పాపం. Thank you. अनंतकोटि वैष्णविंद की जय, रामाकारशील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु सानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ धाम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरिवर्धन की जय, वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवद्वीप धाम की जय, सावित भक्तविंद की जय, ऑल ग्लोरी सूर्यासन डिवोटी All glory to the Ascended Devotee. All glory to the Ascended Devotee. Go from Anandi Hari Hari. Thank you. जीवांसा मित्र सन्यासी जो ना देखते ना कांक्षति निर्दंड ही महाबाह सुखं बंधात प्रमुच्यते। या जस्ट अंडरस्टैंड सौ आमी सी हू मित्र सन्यासी दैट पर्सन is always in renounced order, not by dress, but by action. Always in renounced order, jo na deshi na kankhati, that person who does not hate neither desire. Nitya sannyasi. Renounce means that I renounce my material propensity. That is called renunciation. A living entity is living. He has got his different propensity. That is his natural position. If I say that we don't desire, no, that is not possible. I cannot desire, I don't desire. If I am desireless, then I am dead. What is my life? Desire. Somebody says that he becomes desireless. That is an impossible thing. Desireless means don't desire material. That is desire. So, a person who has renounced everything for service of the Lord, sannyasi. Sannyasi means sat-nyasi. Sat means the supreme, itana. Sannyasi means renounce. So, sannyasi. He is a sannyasi who has renounced everything for the sake of the Lord. He is called sannyasi. he has no hatred for anything. Because in his vision, everything is meant for the service of the Lord. So therefore he cannot hate anything. Sometimes he does not say that such pain, he does not touch money. He does not touch money. When money is offered to him, his hand becomes stern. But Bhagavad Gita does not say that. Bhagavad Gita does not say that because money is offered to you, therefore you shall turn your hand. Yes. Because a devotee's life is dedicated to the Supreme, so he also thinks that this money can be utilized for the service of the Lord. Just like there are many instances in India, in our line of disciples, Satyas and Acharya, there was one Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, he was formerly the minister of a very big state. Then he renounced his family life and joined Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became a mendicant. Now, of course, nowadays people are not so much fond of mendicants, but formerly any householder, they would go to some place, some saintly person and offer some service. Sir, what can I serve for you? Oh, that was the system. So, one big merchant, he belonged to Sindh province, which is now in Pakistan. He approached Rupa Goswami and offered that, Swamiji, I want to make some service. Please give me direction. How can I serve you? So you are a very big man. So Rupa Goswami asked him that, yes, if you have got money, then engage it in the service of Krishna according to your position. So he built a very nice temple. That temple, if you go sometimes in India, that is a very remarkable temple. So in this way, money is not bad. Nothing is bad. Anything created by God, nothing is bad. But if it is employed in the service of the Lord, otherwise it is bad. So for a sannyasi who has dedicated his life for the service of the Lord, he does not hate anything. He knows the art how to employ anything in the service of the Lord. Therefore, he does not hate anything. Now that's it. And not panchati means he does not desire any money for his personal comfort. That is the significance. If you offer a devotee who has renounced his life for the service of the Lord millions of dollars, he can engage, he knows the art how to engage millions of dollars in the service of the Lord, but not a farthing for his own comfort. He does not take money because he knows that money is a strength. By this strength, the service of the Lord can be advanced in so many ways. So that Rupa Goswami made two verses for our guidance. For our guidance, he made two verses, very nice verses. Anāsattasya viṣṇāna jathāraṁ upajanyatah Nidbandi Krishna Sambandi Yutta Vairagya Mityati. He says that visa means enjoyable things in the material world.
what he wants to enjoy, that is called Vipra. So, anasatva vipraya. So far, we have got this body, we have to accept, not for self-gratification, but for maintenance. So, anasatva without being attached, we will accept the necessities of our bodily requirements. Jatāham, as far as possible, as much as I want for maintaining the body and soul together. In this way, if we live, but everything dedicated to the Supreme Law, that is the high standard of renounce. And another side he explained that that the thing, Sanjivayiragata-sati, Nirvana, the idea is, exactly forgot the one, but it is stated like this, that a person who is trying to renounce his work without knowing that everything can be engaged in the service of the law, and he is renouncing, his renunciation is not frustrated. His renunciation is not frustrated. Why? What do you mean by renunciation? Suppose I am in the renounced order of life. What I have renounced? You have got clothing, I have got also clothing. It may be less costly. You are living in some room, or I am also living in some room. So, what is the difference between you and me? Renunciation. Suppose a mendicant becomes, he has renounced everything. In India, you will find simply the loin cloth he is wearing in naked body. Sometimes they are naked. So, Rupa Goswami says that the monkey is completely naked, and he is fruit. Markat Vairagya. Markat Vairagya, the mendicant is just like the monkey. He is living in a jungle. Suppose a sense person goes to the jungle, so monkey is there in the jungle. He has no clothing, he is naked, and he eats also only fruit, just like the head is also eats only fruit. So these are not qualifications. Simply eating fruit or renouncing, the real qualification is that how much one is engaged in Krishna consciousness in the service of the Lord. That is the quality. Otherwise, if I am in renounce, I am naked, I only eat fruit, and I live in jungle, and I have got many lady monkeys with me. What sort of renouncement that is? That is called monkey renouncement. So we don't want monkey renouncement. We want real renouncement. We don't use anything for my personal comfort, everything for peace. That is not a single serving for my personal comfort, but millions of dollars for Krishna. Bhaktaram jagatavasam sadhuloka mahasam. He is the only enjoyer. So this is called renounce. Anyone who has renounced everything. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has recommended the renouncement of the gopis as the highest renouncement. Gopis. The gopis in Vrindavan, when Krishna was present, he was so attractive. Now because yesterday I explained that the God's one qualification is that he has all the beauty. Aisa jasa samadhasa, vijasa jasa sa sriya. Sriya means beauty. So, when he was 16 years old, so in years, he had many friends, girls, friends, who were of the same age. But in India, the girls had married earlier, as in those days also. She had married at the age of 12 years, 13 years. But Krishna was only 16 years. But he was playing flute. His playing flute was so nice that even at night when he was playing flute, all those girls, they would leave their husband and father and mother and everything, they would come at once to Krishna. So this is an example how they don't care for anything for Krishna. So that is true. Therefore, of course, that is not material execution. That can be understood when one is a little advanced in the times of Krishna consciousness. The love between the gopis and Krishna, that is not ordinary truth. But anyway, that they did not care anything. So that is enough. The father is asking, oh, where you are going? The husband is asking, where you are going? The mother, you know. Krishna's food is there. So, Lord Chaitanya recommended Brahma Sahasindhi Pasana Mrigalagri Vargali Jasindhi Pasana. There is no first type of worship than it was done by the gopis of Vrindavan. They were not very learned. They are ordinary village girls. They are not educated. They are not Vedanti philosophers. But they had the unlimited expression and love for Krishna. So that is it. That is something. Everything. He drove 24 hours he could think in Krishna consciousness. How he can advance his cause of Krishna consciousness. That is, that is the first class thing. How to engage people, the people are suffering. Lord Chaitanya is worthy by the same Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nani Gaurakshishu Namana. They say, Lord Chaitanya, you are the most beneficent person. That's right. Because you are distributing Krishna prema, love of Krishna, love of Krishna. This love of Krishna, distribution of love of Krishna by you means that you are Krishna himself. Because Krishna, when he appeared, when he spoke Bhagavad Gita, and he said, Sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam yaj. So you are all engagement, just become under my shelter. I give you protection. Sometimes sarva paapi bha mokshaya. Some people misunderstood. Even in Dr. Radhakrishna's group, he's fine. He says, oh, not to Krishna. Till they saw it, make mistakes. The clear indication is that Sarvadhamman Prasadjamane Tam Krishna Krishna says that just surrender and believe, and the scholar says, oh, this surrender is not to Krishna. So, surrender to Krishna and this Krishna consciousness is the highest professional stage of life. Highest professional stage. One who has basic. He cannot do think of anything else. Nidanda hi mahabaho sukhana bandha sami shote. One who has attained such consciousness, Krishna consciousness, he becomes Nidanda. Nidanda means he has no blame. Because he sees everything in Krishna relation. He sees everything. Actually, everything is the manifestation of Krishna energy. So how is und Heiliger Krishna kann das sein, die Waffen zu Heiligen in Relation zu den Schöpfen. Und dann da, die Mahalava, die Verbandha von Shadow, and if you are fortunate enough, so to come to that Deva, to Sabanka, then very easily and very happily we become liberated from this entanglement of materialism. Only we have to develop that stage of special love for Krishna. Sankhya-yogi Bhagavala Prabhadanti Napanditaha Ketammati Akshita Dhamma Ubhaya Minnati Salam. Now, what this question was that you are engaging in sometimes in karma yoga and sometimes in sannyas. So what is your real thing that you want him to do? So Krishna replied here. So, Sankhya Yoga Pishagbala Prabhadanti Napandita. Sankhya Yoga, Sankhya Yoga. Perhaps some of you or most of you know what is Sankhya Yoga. Let us see this by talking of Sankhya Yoga. Then Sankhya Yoga means analytical study of this material element. Now, what is the need of analytical study of this material element? Simply, understanding that this material world is working in 24 elements, the 11 senses, 10 senses, 5 working senses, and 5 moral acquiring senses, and the mind, 11 elements, and Panchamahabhut means the material elements, such as earth, water, fire, air, and ether. 11 and 5, and it becomes 16. Then, certain elements, just like one would be ahamka, mind, intelligence, and false ego. False ego. 16 and 3, 19, and 5, and the sense object. Sense object means root, form, rock, stone. Form, just root, rock, sun, man. Then root, rock, one, sabda, sound. Sound. We are not here. We require sound to hear. So in this way, the Sankhya Yoga, they have analyzed the whole material world into 24 elements. That is Sankhya. Now, suppose you study very analytically the 24 elements. What is the idea of studying the elementary analytical study of this material? So because you have to find out what is the main principle which is working behind the 24? What is the main principle? Now suppose I have got the sensors, and suppose there are material elements, earth, water, fire, all these things are there, but are they sufficient by themselves? No, they are not sufficient by themselves. Unless that spirit soul is there. So they are lying down. Just take for example, this land of America, it was nine, last nine, the city of not many lines written. There are nine written. And the when the Europeans came here, they are going to develop the nine. So simply, this material element has no name. Unless there is spiritual touch, then so studying of analytical study of this material world, they are not sufficient by themselves. You have to find out the spiritual power behind. So sannyas means generally the sannyas, those who are taken up the lines of life, they stop after the supreme truth and make an analytical study of this material world that is called Kamsuru. This is not true. Kamsuru are Kamsa and Guru. And Guru means direct connection with the law. Direct connection with it. Just like in the darkness, in the darkness you cannot see anything. Suppose your room is closed and dark, you cannot see anything. But when you come to the light, you come to the sunlight, then you can see yourself and everything in light. The Guru, this word Guru means to come in direct touch to the absolute light or absolute truth. That is a good. So by analytical study of this material world, that is not sufficient. Unless you come in direct touch with the Supreme Absolute Truth, this knowledge has no value. This knowledge has no value. If you want, you can study anything, any form you see, you can make a very analytical study of this form. But that sort of knowledge has no value unless we come to the point of our spiritual existence. So, the Krishna says, the idea of Kamsa-yoga, analytical study of this material world, means we have to find out the spiritual existence. And that spiritual existence you can have when you directly come to the spiritual life. The direct process is Krishna consciousness. Krishna is just like the sun. Krishna sees the sama. Mara amdhaka. Jaha Krishna taha nahi mara vipa. The idea is just like the sun. In the sun there is no darkness. You cannot conceive any darkness in the sun. Similarly, Krishna is just like the sun. If you become Krishna conscious, if you come in touch with Krishna, then there is no possibility of ignorance. There is no possibility of ignorance. You will learn everything. As you have indicated before, the Krishna says, Krishna Siddha Anukampartham Ahamajnanagintamaha Nasyani Kansanthalasya Jnanaditi Mahasya. Krishna says, Krishna is even here. Krishna is without any being. So without, we cannot see. But living we can see throughout us. We are looking like ponds. And the understanding of the super soul within Krishna Krishna. So, Krishna says that Krishna is the kingdom of those who are actually seeking after becoming Krishna conscious. And he reveals yourself, he sees all, what is a person. Now, he is conscious. So he gives you intelligence. This is Arun Gavan. I give him intelligence. How he can approach me. How he can excel himself by this system. So how can he come from within? And so far, ignorance is concerned, that in you, language should be no time. He is coming along from freedom path, from special care. Krishna has got a special seva for persons who are trying to be Krishna conscious. He is God, he is God. He is equal to everyone that is in the Bhagavad Gita.
Somehow, seven people here. Many of the question after all. Just like an elite man. He has got many thousand tattoos and many girls. That means he has got many thousands of what else. So he's looking after the interests of everyone, that's all right. But those last, his personal sense and dependence, he has got a special direction. Similarly, Krishna, although he's equal to everyone, but still, those are especially trying to be connected with him, because the whole thing is whole material manifestation. It's meant for giving us a chance to become Krishna. The one who is trying to become Krishna conscious, he has got a special Krishna. I answer, listen. He has got a special Krishna. The transcendental Bhagavara prevalent in the Pandita. So, any type of a spiritual reality, they are different from you are Hindu and Krishna. You are Krishna and Mahomet. Conception that I am different from you, that is not for the learned. The learned one is entering after the 16th tool. You have mind. Either you go through Bhagavad Gita, go through the Bhagavad Gita, go through the Quran. That doesn't matter. What is the aim of your life? If your aim of life is to understand the absolute truth, then there is no difference. But if your aim is something else, then it comes and becomes from Bhagavad Gita to Bhagavad Gita, Quran to something. So, the Kansa Yoga, I am the Kansa Yoga. The Kansa Yoga, the Kansa Yoga, anything. There is no difference, because everything is trying to give you the ultimate absolute truth. If you are perfect, absolutely true, then there will be no difference. The Pandita means learning. They do not come. But to those who are not learning, they find difference. Ekam api ashita sammat inhara vinnati phalam. Those who are learning, who can be situated in any form of realization. And he can, it is that, never imagine that he thought that in this process there is no self-realization. In this process there is self-realization. No. In every process there is. It may be in a higher standard or in a lower standard. Just like many times. That a 3 + 3 = 4, that is a fact, that is a mathematical truth. Now this 3 + 2, the infant class, the 2 + 3 = 4, is the same, and higher mathematics, and in any class, the student is studying higher mathematics, astronomy, and theology. There also, the 3 + 3 = 4 is the truth. But the infant class, the study of mathematics in the infant class and the study of mathematics in the early class very different. Very different. There is a story that a student, that is not open. One student, he was studying trigonometry after passing his medical exam in the college of students. So, he was reading, that's A and B, a straight line, and C and a straight line, and that's what he was reading. So his mother thought,
My son has again given everything. So he was asking his son, oh, my dear son, you have passed your school living examination, you have again given ABCD. What is that? That means, she is not angry yet. She thought that my son has given again ABCD from the incentive. No, it is bad. The same ABCD is there, but then bad. Similarly, and it's true, and he is true. It's always the same. But Arjun is still to the same, according to the different situation. So we can have certain teachers in certain countries and in certain circumstances, maybe described in a certain particular way, that the change is the same. Now, those who are interested in high mathematics, the teacher of mathematics, are those who are developing something in the class. So, but the truth, 3 plus 2 equal to 4, that does not change that you become 5. Very difficult. So, also my last teacher, the monk, who is called intelligent, if he really learns, so he can be successful. In any place, and if he follows, that's his manner, we are living, that has to be in the future. If he follows the rules and regulations, and then it is sure that he will come to that state. But he should not be greedy. Suppose I come to certain state, oh, that's why I said it was kind. No, there's no improvement. We have to keep on, if there is more and more knowledge beyond this, just like the high mathematics and mathematics really, the ancient class. The Sankhya Prabhupada is silent for Judaism. That's the kind of cruelty that the ultimate goal of life, which they can achieve by analytical study and metaphysics and philosophy, the same place you can also reach by direct Krishna consciousness. Not that you have to rest. It is directly, it is sensory, seeking for these truths. So many people that seek for studying philosophy. Very few. It requires very learned knowledge to understand philosophical truth. That's a lot greater now. He says, Salo na sura na sura na sura gati vinnika. In this case, there is no other way than this particular way of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No other way. According to Vedic system, there are different types of spiritual realization in different ages. That's right, in Kita Bhata Vishnu. Kita means in the second age, and people used to live for millions of years. At that time, it is recommended that they should take to meditate on self-realization. Then, in the most case, Kita Bhata Vishnu, Sutaran, Jagate Mathai, and the next course, it is recommended that they should sacrifice, they should perform costly sacrifice. But that is not possible. And the Dapara Yuga, Dapara Yuga, the 20 verses, was introduced in the Dapara. Salaita Dhari Kirtana, and in the details, it is called Kaliji, the age of quarrel and fight. In detail, the all remains is Hare Krishna. If you chant Hare Krishna, so all animals and plants and lions and trees, rich and poor, man, woman, or black, white, yellow, old, everyone can do. There's no distinction. how do I discern things? That is what I want to know. But here on the special, we don't count him to be an angel, that was to be for precious. But therefore, we have to accept the spirit of these happenstances. When we say, when we see that truth, we say find the same rhythm that is doing Krishna concept. And chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, then we should go and handle that thing. Why should it fit? It's happening. Other things to do. That is also good. That's all that. But this is a favorable in the world. Seven factors. That is it. The Nasi Sumahara, the Samarkum Sadhuvataha, Yoga Vishwamani Dhamma,
I'm very glad that you are serious, but please let's have some patience, because we are not finished. As soon as you finish now, have 10 minutes from me, I will attend your question. Don't you enter. Thank you. योगयुक्त विशेष धारणा भी धारणा भीतर लिया सर्वभूता तो भूतवान सिद्धन न What is your particular question? Now, before long, he had induced material world that are many problems. Thank you.